Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And that was just the first of three call-ins that we're having this hour when you are the reporters, you are the analysts, you are the experts, you are the guests. It's all calls on a menu of topics this hour. Again, we thank our Egyptian listeners for sharing your thoughts with us. Next, I want to invite women to call in who are registered Democrats in New York City on what you're thinking in the mayoral race to answer the question specifically, why is this not a slam dunk for Christine Quinn? Because according to the polls, it isn't among women. And what do you want, women voters, as your top priority issues to be addressed? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Quinn would be the first woman mayor, but Quinn was tied with or slightly behind Anthony Weiner in two recent polls, despite what Weiner did with respect to women. So women are your issues in the mayoral race being addressed by the candidates? What are your issues in the mayoral race? And how much does Quinn, as first woman mayor, or the prospect of that, factor in? People were so excited talking about Hillary Clinton as perhaps the first woman mayor in 2008. There were so many women who felt so strongly, so passionately about that. And I don't hear that same thing being articulated with respect to the potential for a first woman mayor. Maybe I'm missing it. So women, if you're a registered Democrat in New York City, call in and talk about Quinn in this respect. Talk about Weiner in this respect. If he's tied with Quinn despite the sexting scandal, is this does this surprise you? Is this something that you've grappled with yourself over in feminist terms or however else you would express it? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for women registered Democrats in New York City. Talk about Quinn, Weiner, any of the others as we continue with you as the reporters, you as the analysts, you as the experts, you as the guests on this hour of The Brian Lehrer Show. 212-433-9692. Brian Lehrer on WNYC with the question on the table for women who are registered Democrats in New York City. How are you sizing up the candidates in the New York City mayoral election? Are there women's issues, anything you would call women's issues on the table here? Is there passion for you for the prospect of Christine Quinn being the first woman mayor? Is it a deal breaker for you that Anthony Weiner did what he did 2 years ago? You know, Weiner was on the show last hour, and I asked him to make a case to female voters that he would be a better mayor for your interests, however you define that, than Christine Quinn or any of the others. And he refused to take sort of an identity politics tack on it. Here's 25 seconds of Weiner said on the show, of what Weiner said on the show last hour.
You know, I'm leaving it to citizens to decide the issues that they find are important, and I want to be there to have a conversation with them. I think the challenge of creating workforce middle-class housing in our city is one that transcends gender identity. It transcends even economic identity. I think even very wealthy people realize we have to do that. And I'm trying to do things different, Brian. And I'm just trying not to go to different communities and different interest groups and make different arguments.
So my question for you is, folks, does that constitute a dodge because he wouldn't say anything specifically about any women's issues? Or do you like that? That do you find it refreshing that he's not going to try to go interest group by interest group, which is often how Democratic Party politics work in New York City. Now, when Christine Quinn was on the show just recently, I asked her a version of the same question. And as you will hear in this clip, she gave essentially the same answer as Wiener. I asked her, does it matter? Do you want to say that it does matter that you would be the first woman mayor or first lesbian mayor? And here's her response.
From my perspective, it matters that I'll be a great mayor. And it matters that I have a record unparalleled compared to my opponents, that I have passed more pro-tenant legislation than any city council in history, that I got the state legislature to make kindergarten mandatory, that I've passed 7 balanced on-time budgets that kept firehouses open and prevented teacher layoffs. Those are the things that matters because, look, talk is cheap in a political race. Delivering matters, and that's what I've done, and that's really the conversation I'm having with New Yorkers.
All right, Christine Quinn and Anthony Weiner really making the same argument when I asked the question about women's issues. And Susan in the Village, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling and starting off this call-in.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that I would not vote for Quinn if I had to sit out the election, and I have never sat out an election or a primary. I am simply still infuriated about her undermining of democracy, speaking of your last segment, in order to give herself and Bloomberg a third term, that I feel completely unrepresented. She has destroyed the only hospital we had in our district, selling it out to the real estate interests. She had that god-awful slush fund mess where she's paying people off. There's nothing about her mm-hmm. that would actually enable me to vote for her.
Are there anything that you would identify as women's issues that you care about? You know, in Albany, we just had Governor Cuomo put forth a 10-point women's equality bill.
Absolutely, I do. But
Wiener
I don't
did
think
not,
that
did
that's
not
within
go
the purview of the...
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I just don't believe that the issues that came up in Albany are within the purview of uh-huh. the mayor. I mean, I would have loved to see abortion rights put into law forever because I don't trust the court. But I think that the equal pay right. issues
so are... So there's nothing worth, along...
I mean, she tried to undermine even sick days and then finally had to give in because she was so overwhelmed by the rest of the council that wouldn't... I mean, she's simply mm-hmm. been appalling, not only for women, but for anybody who doesn't support her. I mean, it's all about her. I don't need another mayor
who
who's
are you,
all about
who are,
themselves.
Real quick, and I don't want to get too much into a lot of the other candidates right now, but who are you leaning toward, if anybody?
Oh, God, I'm still watching everything
okay.
that's going on.
And so how about Wiener then, as since he's tied with her for the lead at the moment in the polls, and what he did, does that figure into your, into your calculation from
personal,
a female perspective?
Yeah, no, I mean, I must say that his personal peccadilloes, which are sort of infantile and slightly repulsive, are in no way comparable to somebody undermining democracy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, frankly, I can, mm-hmm. yeah,
right.
I'll
so
take him at his word that he would never do it again.
Susan, thank you very much. Livia in Sunnyside, you're on WNYC. Hi, Livia.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
You're so great, and I love the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So here's what I have to say. I agree with a lot of the points that the previous caller made about Christine Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
So I am conflicted, but I just want to bring up a point that I think is very important. There are a lot of other ways that Anthony Weiner can serve the city instead of being without being the mayor of New York. And I think that his bid to be mayor and to, you know, essentially like try to get redemption for, and that's you know, I realize I'm speculating here, but this is really how I see it, is all about, you know, trying to, it's just a completely narcissistic exercise.
Well,
there are a lot of other things that he could do to help the city.
Right.
And it just seems to me like an extension of his behavior that was the sexting scandal. And I don't care his private peccadilloes, just like mm-hmm. the previous caller said, but it does seem to me like it's a real lack of character. And it just seems crazy to me. I think what he's doing is crazy.
Does it seem demeaning to women to you, what he did? Do you react to it that way, or is that not the issue?
That's not the issue. It's really more about narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
It's really more about just, like, needing to be, you know, like,
right.
needing to be perceived in this certain way, to feel powerful, like, whatever. And it's just, mm-hmm. I'm not comfortable
right.
with the idea of somebody like that being my mayor.
And how about Quinn? Do you have kind of a, were you a Clinton supporter in 2008? Did it make your heart go pitter-pat to think that, you know, crest of history might be climbed? And do you feel... Do you feel any of those same pangs with respect to the first woman mayor potentially?
That's a great question. You know, I basically think that, like, all politicians are corrupt and that you just kind of pick and choose your battles. And so if a woman is going to be the, you know, the mayor, or is going to be the president, but essentially they're a corrupt person, it doesn't matter to me if it's a man or a woman. I do respect Christine Quinn. I think she would be a great leader in a lot of ways. I think it would be wonderful to have a woman mayor. I think it would be wonderful to have a woman lesbian mayor. But if essentially the person is not trustworthy, then none of that matters, you know.
Livia, I'm going to move on.
That's how I feel.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Call us again.
Okay, bye.
And Rachel in Chelsea, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you? Thanks
okay.
for taking my call. And like everyone else, I love the show.
Thanks.
You know, I think now, having heard the other callers, I am probably just in almost agreement with the other women. I have had mixed feelings about Christine Quinn for many years, from a personal level, having, you know, lived in an apartment building where we had some issues, and we reached out to our council person, you know, being Christine Quinn, and got no response and no help for our situation. But I have many friends who have been helped out by her office, and some has quote-unquote said their lives have been saved by the help that, you know, the people in her office have given her. I was a big fan of Anthony Weiner in the House, and it was a huge loss that we lost him. We lost a Democratic spot in the House. But I just feel like that was probably, an incredibly bad judgment call. And so this is probably the first time for me that I've not been decided right away on a candidate. And I'm still even considering de Blasio and possibly Thompson. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like if somebody's going to be supportive of women's rights at the moment, de Blasio has a little lead for me
mm-hmm.
In that area, at least with respect to his... And this is a personal thing, which I don't necessarily want to put personal issues into, but he and his relationship with his wife seems very respectful of each other. So very torn. And on another level, I'm even equally as torn as who to vote for city council, Corey Johnson or Yetta Curlin, openly gay candidates who both have incredible, one has, you know, great work ethic, one has a great record on gay rights.
Mm-hmm.
And
for that city council district that covers Chelsea. Do you think, one woman I know suggested to me that maybe the lack of talk about a historic climb for Christine Quinn compared to Hillary Clinton has something on some even subtle level to do with the fact that she's a lesbian and she's not considered, I don't know, the pinnacle of womanhood, whatever that is, which is to be married to a man but still be achieving high office. I don't know what's there, but somebody suggested that to me. You have any? Has that ever occurred to you?
That she's not a...
Well, that the fact that she's a lesbian makes her somehow less attractive as a historic figure for women rather than more or equal.
To me, that's a ridiculous. That to me is a ridiculous statement. I think that she's as attractive as a candidate, gay or straight, you know, female or not. Just her record ultimately
right.
should drive what what the voters do. But
are there anything that you are there any things that you would identify as women's issues that you care about in this race, or don't you slice it up that way?
I think women's health care is always going to be an issue for me, and you know, the level of what women and women's health care and other public services that are available to women, to mothers, to single mothers, is a huge issue for me. I am not in that bracket, but I do feel that, or in that category. But
and
I
were you surprised or disappointed at all that neither Quinn nor Weiner in those clips was willing to go to any kind of a list like that?
Yes, very surprised. Especially Weiner, who has a very progressive background. So I was very surprised. But maybe he's trying to shift to the center.
Rachel, thank you very much. And Lisa in Manhattan is going to be our last call on this. Then we've got a whole other open phones to do, which I'll lay out in a minute. Hi, Lisa. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
What are you thinking?
I have to tell you that I am a very staunch Quinn supporter. I've been very impressed by her record throughout the years. I think she's a very strong individual. The fact that Anthony Weiner is even on our radar as far as being competition for her astounds me. I think that as a woman and as a Democrat, there's just no competition for me. Do I support everything she's done? Of course not. Another person before had mentioned narcissism, and I think that if you're going to be in public office, there's going to be a certain amount of narcissism that you're going to have. But to my eye, Anthony Weiner is really mostly vested in himself and really mostly vested in advancing himself. If he really wanted to help New York City, I haven't seen him involved really in any grassroots efforts. I see Christine Quinn getting in on stuff that is not necessarily popular, but that she feels is the right thing to do. And I can't support her any more than I do. I think that she's
really our best
candidate. How
about the critiques that come up are that she's been playing footsie too much with the real estate industry, taking money from them, coming up with tax caps for them and things like that, that she puts forth as affordable housing programs, which maybe they are, but they're the ones that the real estate industry wants to see. Her reluctance on the paid sick leave, which many people see as a women's issue because so many of the lowest income workers in the city are women, things like that, they don't give you pause?
I don't support everything she's done. Yes, those issues have given me a certain amount of pause, but overall, I feel she's the strongest, best candidate for New York City. She's devoted her life to New York City, and I think that she has an ear that's open to criticism, and she does have her pulse on what's going on in the city.
Lisa, thank you very much, and thanks to all of you for your calls. You can keep this conversation going online at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and of course, we'll continue to cover the mayoral race and continue to rotate all through the candidates right up until primary day on September 10th.